Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Let us start and say well done and congrats, though, to almost 61,000 Leaving Cert students who received their results today. It was expected to be the final year of grade inflation that has become a feature after grade adjustment measures were introduced because of the disruption caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. The minister has said today, however, that grade inflation will remain in place next year with no return to normal results, quote-unquote, until 2026. But to give us a sense of the reaction to today's results, I'm joined by Gemma Lawler, who's a guidance counsellor at Tyndall College in Carlow. And I know you were with Leaving Certs for a lot of today, Gemma. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you so much, Brian. It's great to talk to you.
Now, this is the first state exam, isn't it, for an awful lot of these students, because they didn't have...
They went through transition
and they didn't have a state exam because of COVID.
Yeah, a lot of these students who didn't do a transition year, who came straight from third year into fifth year, would have no experience of really state exams. And the ones in who did TY didn't have a junior certificate exam at all. So it's a really big milestone for them. And it's a very important day for them in that sense that here they have the results of all the work that they put in over the 5 years.
So what's the general feedback you got today from Leaving Certs?
They were very pleased. I think the one thing that struck me most significantly was there was nobody who was disappointed in their results. There was nobody who said, you know, they were surprised or disappointed with a particular grade. And we had the full array of grades. We did some students who did exceptionally well. And the students felt that the grades they got reflected the work that they put in and reflected how they did in the exams. So I was pretty happy about that.
Was there any particular subject that caused angst, first of all? Let's go negative before we go positive.
I suppose that's what I'm saying, that there was nothing in particular that stood out as a disappointing area or, you know, something to be questioned. Like, yeah. I had no students who were looking at questioning their grades or rechecking their grades. I think, you know, that was the most surprising element of today as well. You know, not surprising, but as well as the delight we had for our students who did so well in their exams because they really did put in the work. And it was a team effort. All the teachers, all their parents, support teams, you know, it was wonderful to see all that work coming to fruition.
Mm. And on the other side of the scale, Gemma, was there any particular subject that gave people surprise or happiness?
Again, we were delighted with our results in the physical education, the PE as a Leaving Cert exam. Students did particularly well in that. And in their construction engineering languages, we were very happy with the results in the languages today as well, talking to the language teachers.
Mm-hmm. I just wonder, though, because of grade inflation, if you take language, for example, does it mean that they have a greater competency in that language, whatever the language may be? Or if they go into the big bad world and try and go to Spain or France or even the Gaeltacht here, will they find that their language competency is actually not what they expected?
Well, there's quite a difference between Leaving Cert examination languages syllabus and the actual speaking of a language in the real world. It's quite different in Ireland in that we take into account a lot of literature in comparison to other countries where, you know, the spoken element of the language is more important. I think students who did very well, you know, have a combination of the language grammar itself and the literature of the subject at mm-hmm. higher level anyway at Leaving Cert. So are they able to speak it going to another country? Well, because of the orals and the RLs, it has definitely improved over the last few years. But fluent, not necessarily.
Okay, and I know from the Gaelic point of view, there's a greater amount of marks given to the oral exam. So maybe it's changed. I don't know in that regard. Can I ask you, will the fun start really, Gemma?
It has improved.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. Mm. Will the fun really start for this Leaving Cert class when the CAO offers come out in due course and they have to look for accommodation?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, when I was talking to some of my students today, who are travelling or hope to go to Galway or to Dublin or whatever, I suppose the first question I had for them, have you sourced accommodation? You know, before even the CAO offers come out, I think anybody who is hoping to get a particular course away from home, they need to have that organised in the springtime before they're leaving cert. It's going to be so stressful if they are just looking for the accommodation now. It really has to be planned ahead a year in advance nearly.
You know, I'd wonder if students actually in consultation with their parents and so on and the family actually put down on the CAO form subjects and courses in universities maybe that were closer to them because of the accommodation crisis. I'd love to know. You can text us to 51551 on that. What's the next step for these students then, Gemma? What's the guidance apart from the celebrations?
Well, the celebrations, the guidance on the celebrations tonight would be to leave no one behind. Don't leave anybody by themselves and look after each other. The next, I suppose, major step for people would be for a lot of people who've applied to higher level, third level colleges, is the CAO offers will be out at 2 p.m. on Wednesday the 28th. The students will receive them by email or text if they've requested that. And it's an anxious wait for some people. They don't know what, nobody knows what the points are going to be. Are they going to be up or down? It's an anxious wait until that happens. But remember, it's not just CAO applicants. We have a lot of students who are going into apprenticeships, a lot of students who are accessing post-leaving cert courses, QQI course, VTAC courses, and are quite happily have accepted their courses already and they're ready to begin. So there's a whole range of paths that are available to students now. If in doubt, please get in contact with your guidance counsellor or the National Parents Helpline, which is manned by guidance counsellors. And we're here to help and get you started on your way moving forward.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you so much for joining us on the programme on what's such a big day for those 61,000 odd Leaving Cert students, the class of 24, as they say. Gemma Lawler, guidance counsellor at Tendal College in Carlow. And as Gemma says, look after each other when you're celebrating this evening and do so responsibly. And if you're not happy, actually, this is a little bit of a tale on this one. If you're not happy with your results today, so many people are. But if you're not, there are so many options for you now. And go and explore those options with vigour, because you certainly will get what you want.